Alright, let's get started. Just a review. I know we've all been reviewing this, but let's just get it out there. So the Gemara Yuma Lama Tesamar from the case of Tarek Hakalpi. So the first issue we're dealing with is we did the Mishnah, the first on the Gemara, we did the Ritva. So we're dealing with basically is the question of what's the easy question is what's the objective of Chazal? Chazal make up this idea of they make up this kli called a kalpi, right? And there's a machlokas about whether you have to shake it or stick both hands in. Rashi says, guy sticks both his hands in and takes him out quickly. As I said, sticks both hands in quickly and removes them. Whereas according to the other Rishonim, it's that he has to shake it. Okay? Well, it doesn't matter. Okay. Now, just to let you know why, I know why you're saying could be lav davka, but I'm saying just to let you know, there's another sheet in the Gemara later on, not tomorrow, maybe next day, maybe tomorrow we'll do it, that, the next day. That says that it's not that you'll love this. Question is that, let me show if I can give this away. Yeah, anyway, question is that does the Kohen Gadol stick both his hands in like this, right? Or does the Kohen Gadol stick his right hand in and the skan stick his right hand in?
What? No, no, so what?
What? I swear. Okay.
Totally threw me
out. No, but I'm just trying to point out to you. So that would endorse Rashi's position. Right?
Right,
but what does the sheet of the whole shake say about that?
Well, what does it mean he holds both hands over?
Okay. So the first question is, which is not that's not the difficult question. So what are Chazal concerned with? The reason why I want you guys to look at the Meir and the Ritva is he's trying to get you out of a certain mindset. It's not that we're worried that the Kohen Gadol is corrupt. Rather, there's a natural human bias, right? And what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu insist take place here? I don't care why.
Randomness.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So, what is the objective of the Tarif Bakalpi?
Get a random.
Right. Well, to remove. Well, okay. Okay. So you're going to say it's to get rid of bias, right? Now, if that's true, I don't think that's a bichidish, right? You want to remove bias. You want to make this as non-human intervention as possible, to limit the amount of human investment in this process. Okay. Right. Okay. So you got to, okay, so, and remember, who's the one, now, again, when we say remove the bias, you were asked this question before. In other words, it's not just that we're concerned about the Kohen Gadol's bias, but we're also concerned about what? What else, what should we be concerned about? Which means that, but what are people going to say when they see the Kohen Gadol? Right, the issue isn't just that we're worried about his own personal thing, but we don't want him to project an image of bias either. It can't be that when people see, people have to see the Goro. Where did I get that from?
Yeah.
I'll show you why. But I'll show you why you're gonna have to say that. Okay. It's not just I'll tell you why, because you got to remember. No, but you got to remember that there's an audience here, right? This is not just done privately. This is in front of Nisro.
There's no question the audience has viewed as random.
Well, okay, fine. What's a machlokas? I'll tell you why I think that you're gonna have to say that. What's a machlokas? Shake it or stick both ends in. There's a subtle difference about when the Kohen Gadol, the concept of a Kohen Gadol sticking both his hands in, right, versus shaking, okay? If the Kohen Gadol has to stick both his hands in quickly, right, so what are Chazal trying to, what are they doing there, halachically? What are they doing? Okay, but he's not choosing. There's no choice there. There's no choice. Okay, so they're formalizing a specific Maisa. They're saying that part of the process of Tarif Bakalpi, right, or part of this whole process of Goral, is the Kohen Gadol must do a Maisa. His action is there's a strict. Hold on. Oh, there's a difference though. Okay, because in the shaking, he's not choosing. Okay, there's no choice. Let me finish. There's no when he shakes it, he's not choosing one or the other. Right. There's no discrete Maisa of choosing. There's a discrete Maisa of shaking, but there's no discrete Maisa of choosing.
It doesn't matter how he takes it out.
What?
It doesn't matter how he takes it out after he shakes it. He can take it out like this. He can take it out like that. It doesn't matter.
But there is a Maisa. The Maisa is choosing. It's not specific.
No, because that's the whole point. When you shake, what are we trying to remove here from this whole process? Bias. And bias means what's the Kohen Gadol doing? Choosing. Okay, we've got to remove choice. We've got to make this as there's no choice here at all. It's simply fate, whatever you want to call it. It's not choice.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. Hold on. Let me just.
It's not attacking you.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I understand
what
we said before, just to get the point across. But the whole point is that it's right. It's getting rid of a chashash of either the Am, according to... I just think the Am is a necessary part. The Am according to Geshem Mefarshim, or just the coin according to Rashi, because is the coin a conduit for the Gorel, or is it an Am event?
Okay, forget the Am for a second. Only because Ellie's going to get bothered by that. So I'm trying to take his. I know what I'm saying. Because I don't think it's necessary.
Where'd you get the Am from?
You know, so let me flip to what I think. Let me flip to what Chaim was saying. Hold on. Let me flip to what Chaim was saying. Chaim was saying before that. Forget what I said about the coin God, don't choose it for a second. Let's watch it. Because I know everyone's heads are going to the shaking. Okay. If you get out there and you're shaking it, okay, what are you demonstrating through the action of shaking? Randomness, right? You're saying that this process is random. Okay, when you shake it, right, all the coin gadol is telling people is that the following is demonstrating that this process is a random process, right? But he still, but after he does that, what does he do then? But afterwards, he's going to choose, right? In other words, the shaking, he's going to pick one of them out of there. What?
He's not actually choosing.
He doesn't know, right? But I'm saying, but in his, when he sticks his hand in, it doesn't matter if he sticks his hand in,
right?
There's no mice. There is no mice choice in either one. But the action of shaking is a positive demonstration that this process is randomness. That this is a random process. Whereas, that's fine at that point.
But putting his hands in is a mice of choice.
You're right. But the other side is saying different. The other side is saying that what's the obligation of the Kohen Gadol? His obligation is to remove himself from the entire process of choosing. That's the second side that says hands in and out. Creating a fixed tzuras hamaisa of the very taking out of the gorillas themselves is indicating one thing. In the taking out, to remove any chashash that the coin gadol is involved. There's a difference between the two. Concern. Maybe. I'm not so, but it's not as important.
What,
you understand that? There's a difference between saying that I'm doing an action, a positive action. What's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is to demonstrate that this entire thing is a random process. Versus the Kohen Gadol takes it upon himself to remove himself as much as possible. So that's why there's a tzuras hamaisa. He has to take it out in a very specific way, this way. Why? Because in doing so, there's never a maisa of choice at all. There's no choosing. He's taking both out at the exact same time. There can never be an element of choice there.
Who cares if he's choosing that as long as it's random?
I'm not trying to change. That's an easy question. Because insofar as the halachic kvias of Taref Pekapi is concerned, insofar as creating this halachic phenomenon, they're abundant trying to do, their ultimate goal is to remove bias. What I was trying to stress is there's two ways you could do that. One is you do a positive action that demonstrates this thing is random. The other way is take out the character who's responsible for the bias to begin with, which is the Kohen Gadol. I mean, take out any element of his personal, his askus in this process. So you know what you do? Make him take them both out at the same time. Because if he does that, there's never a choice.
What difference is it between
them? There's practically none. Conceptually, there's a difference. There's a difference between saying
why?
That this
why
is a...
Why would you do one of the...
You put it a different way. You could say, is there an objective demonstration that this process is random? Or is it simply we're removing the subjective element from the process completely? So removing the subjective element means you got to get the Kohen Gadol out of it. He has to show that I am not biased. How does he do that? Stick his hands in at once. No, shaking it means that the entire process, this process of this process here is one that is random.
What is the other one saying?
The other one's saying that he's got to remove himself from it. It says it's he's the problem. He's the psul, the pagam. So he's got to do something to demonstrate that he...
So just do as little involvement with the Goron as possible?
Right. And what's
so don't shake it, don't touch it, don't do anything.
Just exactly. Because and that action, it's interesting, it's a fixed action, but in doing it that way... There's never a choice made.
You're saying that when he shakes it, it's more involvement?
There's a big difference. There's a big nafkamina now. Because according to the way that it holds, you shake it. So yeah, that's the way to do the goral. But the Kohen Gadol's involvement, he can take out the goral any way he wants to once it's shaken up. Right? But if you hold it's this, then they're giving a fixed surah samaisa. They're saying the Kohen Gadol's maisa of choosing has to be done in this manner. See, that's why I went down the road I went down. Because I was thinking to myself, what makes it different? Because the Kohen Gadol is doing something here. He's doing something that, rather than stick one hand in, he has to do both hands and take it out. That's odd. So I was thinking that reason why is because it removes him. He's no longer part of it.
All right, could the shaking out be loved after? Because at that point, why doesn't he just flip a coin for the end? I mean, what's his whole...
It was like this. Hold on, I'm not defining anything yet. But now, I mentioned to you guys before, but you have to know this as well. See, that's why, when you start uncovering or peeling, where are you going? When you start peeling away the layers of Gemara, you start kind of getting a sense of the overall issue, the real issue the Gemara wants to get to, okay? So what you've already seen by this Taref Pekalpi business is that, like we said before, what's the objective here by God, so to speak, and Chazal endorsing it? We gotta make this right. Remove bias and make this completely appear to be like by chance. Okay. But that's gonna be a big problem. That's a big problem. That is a big problem because the question you have to answer, you're gonna have to start struggling with, is how exactly does this thing fit in to the Seder Avodah? Okay, Yom Kippur is weird, right? Why is Yom Kippur weird? Other than the fact you fast, I'm talking about in the Mikdash. Why is Yom Kippur strange? Because you have this once a year Avodah. Okay, we call it Avodah Yom Kippurim. On the one hand, what's the Kohen Gadol doing? Korbanos, etc. Right. On the other hand, there are things that take place there that never take place again. Right. Like going into the like the Gorah. Okay. So now comes the next issue. This strange Gorah. Where does it fit in? How does it fit in? Does it fit in? Into the Seder Avodah. What is it? So watch. That's the next issue. No, I don't mean sequentially. I mean like conceptually. How does it fit in? We have an idea of Avodah, right? Avodahs don't incorporate chance things. I'll show you. Watch. I'll show you. So that. Yeah. What was it? You guys said you worked out the Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel, right?
Yeah.
So one second. So just bear with me. I'll show you, man. This segues into the next thing, right? What did the Mishnah tell us? The Machlokas in the Mishnah is, which I remember I told you guys, never define a Machlokas in the Mishnah, but here, unfortunately, there's no Gemara on it. So what do we know the two sides are? So Tanakama holds Lashem Chatas, and Rabbi Shmuel says Lashem. And it's based on how you read the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk says, da-da-da-da-da, Lashem, and then Vaso Chatas, right? And the question is, what does that mean? Does it mean Lashem Vaso Chatas in one fell swoop? So therefore, when he says Lashem Chatas, what is he doing, in a sense? Well, I should say that. He says Lashem Chatas, that's how you read the Pasuk. Or do you say, no, it's Lashem, right? And then Chatas. And you can even use the Ritva's third answer to help define that.
Yeah.
Because the Ritva's third answer, I was trying to give a hint there. The Ritva's third answer is really very nice. Because what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, to support Rabbi Shmuel, La Hashem is really the Siyum HaGoro, right? When the Kohen Gadol says La Hashem, he's ending the Goro process. And what does Chatas mean then? He's beginning the Chatas process, right? But then the question is that then what does Tanakama say? Tanakama falls back on the fact, on this Gzeres HaKasav in the Pasuk, to say La Hashem Chatas are one. But how does he defend himself against Rabbi Shmuel? It makes a lot of sense to say La Hashem. Why say La Hashem Chatas? Okay, one second. Does everyone understand the question? What's the machlokas? Is he okay?
Constant
So again, just to go over this again. So we know what? We know the machlokas is La Hashem versus La Hashem Chatas. And that, I'll get to the two answers in the Ritva, the first two. Not that it's such a deep svara, but what he's bringing them in for. Because he does mention them. Why even bring them in? But the third answer, I think, is the key. I think the third answer points you in what you're supposed to define it. So again, what does he say? He says La Hashem means Siyum HaGoro, right? So then when you say Chatas, some point later, but not now. There's no need for the Kohen Gadol to say that now. Or do you say, no, you must say Lashem Chatas as a statement at that time. And he says it's because the Pasuk seems to indicate that's the case. So what's the Machlokas? Okay.
Whether you need to do it now or later.
All right. So normally speaking, how do you designate a Korban? How do you designate a Korban? An animal to now, what?
Lashem
Korban. Okay, fine. Right. You'll say, watch these notes, the opposite. Right. So, but you say which, right, but you say this one. You'd say like this is for, you specify the Korban, right? And you say La Hashem, we're fine. But that's not a critical thing, okay?
See, that was information.
What?
What if I didn't have that information, then I wouldn't be able to think.
The Ritva says that. The Ritva said that. He brought that down for you. Okay, yeah, it was in front of you. You had those facts. The Ritva said so. Okay, so now think about it. Now, let's get a little more into that for a second, into the mechanics of the process, okay? I ask you, all right, so what does that require? It means that I come along, I see this animal, and what do I say? I say through my das, right? What I say out loud is a reflection of my thinking. Therefore, what am I thinking about? I'm saying that, right, this particular animal is what? Right, and you would argue that the normal format in Hekdesh is me, right? Me through my own bechira, my choosing, my choice is this is now a korban chatas, right? What's bizarre here?
Hold on, you're not doing that.
Yeah, there's no choice being made by the person. The gaver is removed from the entire process. Every korban that exists, I come along and I say, this animal is for X. Okay? That's me saying that. I've made the choice, so to speak.
But you're at Tzibor. You're not you.
What do you mean you're at Tzibor? Let's say I bring a Korma Chatas because I'm chai to bring one. So what do I say? I say, right, but here...
Yeah, but here's because it's a Korma Tzibor.
No, it's more than... It's not just a Korma Tzibor. The mechanism of choosing is not being done by anyone. There's no one choosing this. Who chooses this?
God.
Not you.
But like, who cares, you know? You didn't choose that, now you choose now.
I'll tell you the reason why. No. You're supposed to be a halachic guy. Now think about why this presents a halachic problem. This presents a halachic problem because in avoda operates by certain rules, right? What do you have taking place here now? You have a maisa hekdesh that violates, when I say violate, I mean like iser. I mean that is an exception. That doesn't fit into the process of avoda.
Yeah,
right?
Wait. It does by now. Now you already know which one. So you're saying this animal. That's
after the gora.
Right.
Ah, one second. So if you hold, if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, when the Ritva tells you to see him a girl, what's he really telling you? He's saying the girl's not what? It's not part of, which means it's not part of the avoda. It's not part of the avoda, right? It's not part, because avoda space and mikdash has certain normative processes. You can't have an idea of a maisa hektesh through saying Lashem. What kind of thing is that produces hektesh? All Lashem tells you is one thing. Lashem tells you the animal that you're going to be makdish is that animal. Right. That's out of voda. That's just going to Rabbi Shmuel. Look at Tanakhama a second. Hold on. Yes.
There's one thing that I don't see right here. God gave us.
When he says Sima Goral, what he's trying to tell you is that Goral, that is its own, it's almost as if to say, we have the Seder Hayom, right? This is the religious worship actions you're doing in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and the Goral is not really part of it. It doesn't fit into that at all. All the Goral tells you is it's telling you which animal you know how to go ahead and be Makdish. So Rabbi Yishmael is going to say, Lashem, all Hashem can ever tell you is, it tells you which animal I'm going to be using for this Korban. But it can't create hektish. You do that separately. Okay? Now, what do you know about Tanakhama? You mentioned this last time. I was nudging you about it, but you're right. The Ritva's first answer is also a hint to what's trapping Tanakhama here. Tanakhama relies on, what does Tanakhama say? What's the Ritva's first answer?
That's Pasuk.
The Pasuk says so, right? So Tanakhama needs a Gzeres HaKasuv, right? There's intuitively, you'd always go which way?
Rabbi Shmuel's way.
Normal intuition would tell you Rabbi Shmuel's, it's hot out there. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel will always tell you this is the way to go, right? Okay.
Why? Because it's the
Goral
that
did it. Because Gorals don't fit into Avoda. What is a Goral? A Goral's telling you a Goral is removing man's bias, right, from this process. But that goes against the way Avoda works. When you're mocked to something, it's me saying that this is for the Ola, the Korban, for the Chatas, not chance. Chance
is chance.
Right, so the question is, do you want, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, which is, and I think that's why, I'm telling you, this is why the Ritva goes in this order. The Ritva says, logically, you'd always go with Rabbi Shmuel, because you'd say, you always say Lahashem, because Lashem tells you, this is the animal I need to use for the Korban, but he can't be Makdish. No, so that's why he creates a distinction, because he doesn't want you to say Chatas, because if you say Chatas at the same time, you know what you're saying? That this thing is part of the institution of Avoda, but it's not. A Goral cannot be part of the institution of Avoda. Okay? Intuitively, it can never be that way. That's why, at the very least, Tanakhama must look for Gzeres HaKasuv. He must say, there's some Masoretic, whatever you want to say, some idea that's telling me it has to be this way. But what's his idea, though? What's he going to have to say?
Part of the process of being a
Kaddish,
yeah.
Okay, but let's get a little nicer than that. You're right. But then what are they arguing about?
If he could have an intuitive idea, then it doesn't need Gzeres HaKasuv.
What?
If he has an intuitive idea, then it doesn't need Gzeres HaKasuv.
No. If it's...
saying Tanakhama has an intuitive idea and Gzeres HaKasuv, why both?
Well, okay, but we have to answer that, though. In other words, I'll give you an analogy. I'll give you just another case that could help understand what he's going to say. In other words, it's like the old question by the Korban Pesach, okay? What is a Korban Pesach, right? The Korban Pesach is also a very bizarre Korban. Why is it a bizarre Korban?
You're in groups.
You have it on Pesach night. All these special rules about the Korban Pesach, right? But, so what is it? Is it a supercharged shlomim? Did they take a normal Korban shlomim and just add, like, tons of new attributes to it, but ultimately, if you peeled away the attributes, it's really just a shaman, just with all these extra things. Or is it a whole new entity of korban, right? It's a similar thing here. In other words, here, Rabbi Shmuel is saying that gorals are not part of avoda. That's it. A goral is its own concept. It's in the Seder Hayom. It's in the order of the day, but you can't say it's a ma'isa avoda. If it's not a ma'isa avoda, it can't be part of hekdesh. But what's Tana Kama's response to that? Not just Gzeira Sakasa. Let's see, what idea is he going to say? You're right. You're the end point. Your end point is that ultimately it is. But that then what's a machlokas? Is it or is it not? You got to say better than that. What's he saying? Ellie's at the end point. Ellie's right. Ellie's going to say that ultimately you're going to have to say the Goral is part. The Goral's, like, I think you said it also. What's the Goral doing? Goral is starting the process of Hekdesh. That's what you're trying to say.
Isn't that the best?
Right? You're trying to say starting the process of Hekdesh. Like Hashem tells you this animal, and then what does Chatas do? Chatas is the culmination of the process. Right? That's what you're trying to say. You're saying that it's the culmination of the process. But then how do you get to, what's this response to Rabbi Shmuel? You understand what I'm saying? You're saying very good. You're right. And I think you agree with Josh.
Yeah.
You're going to say LaHashem, it's a process. LaHashem is the start, because it's going to tell you which animal. And Chatas is the culmination of the process. So it's one process of Hekdesh. But how can Hekdesh work that way? What? Okay. So what's the word? Yeah, it's not like it's a nice simple answer. What Chaim's trying to say is that, what do you mean the Gzeiras HaKasav? What he's saying is that you see the only way you could ever make this part of Avoda, right, is through Gzeiras HaKasav. That's what you're saying. But you got just, I'm going to add a spice to that, if you don't mind, okay? But what Chaim wants to say, to go a little further, is that, but that doesn't just mean he's saying because the Torah said so, okay? What he's saying is that, but if there's another way you can look at the Avodas Yom Kippurim. You can look at the entire Avodas Yom Kippurim as a whole different system of Avoda itself, okay? So the real question that's going on behind the scenes, and that's why the Goral is an insight to this, is that is the Avodas Yom Kippurim, it's a Avoda, right? And the Goral can't fit in. Or do you say the whole Avodas Yom Kippurim itself is a different institution, right? So if it's a different institution, then you have the right to say, then you need the Torah to tell you, but you can start manipulating the rules, so to speak, to make this a Maisa Hekdesh. So ultimately, the Machlokas comes down to what you were saying. Ultimately, is the Goral really the beginning of the process of Hekdesh, right? And therefore, it culminates in Chatas. So of course, you have to say Lashem Chatas, right? Or no, the Goral is removed from the system of Avodah because Goralas don't create Hekdesh. Right? It's not part of the system of Avodah. You can never have a Goral create a Hekdesh. He has to do it on his own. So you separate the two. La Hashem, like the Ritva says, La Hashem is one thing, Chatas is something else entirely. Right? And that's why the Shidu would hold that way. But what you're saying, I think, is very good. You're right. You need a Gzeiras HaKasav. Because Gzeiras HaKasav is the only way you can say that they're manipulating the way this Avodah works. Otherwise, you would never know. You never know such a thing. That could be the issue. Okay? That could be the issue. Okay, so now I'll end up with one point and then we'll stop. Okay, so now...